type of mud. Hanira that you can pour off this mud is the love yechiach. That will teach us. Rashi says sheroyul erikom ekliya kli. If you have mud that's very liquidy, that you can pour it from one kli to another kli. It's not solid, hard mud. It's very, very soft mud. Kagoyin shurach. It's very soft. The loch rishem it's tarif le'aboyim sov. If you have a mikvah and part of the aboyim sov water is this mud, it's a kosher mikvah and not to be tevil in this mikvah. But if you are tevil boy, let's say you want to put your body into this mud itself, loyosol etzvila doesn't know for etzvila's mikvah. To see there's such a thing that it could become part of the mikvah and makes the mikvah kosher. This mud could become part of the water to give it a shear of 40 saw, and now you could be tevil in the mikvah. But if an esvegan in the mud itself, it can't be tevil. The mud is not mamish like a mikvah to be tevil. It's just a tziruf. It can make the mikvah kosher. So that's the same thing by this avir. The avir on top of the schach, it doesn't pass with the sukkah, but our kopanim is not kosher to sit underneath it. Rashi says, "Va'tevil boy the mem saw shekulay titnorik." If you have all mem saw made out of this mud, it's loyos latvila. Tochit nam mesechta mikvoyis. We don't like this mesechta mikvoyis. Elo malim v'le poisim. These things help, but don't pass them. Hashelik v'yabar v'akfar v'yagolim. The melam v'titanirik. O malim, what does it mean? Haino mashlimim. Aslumim v'fnei atzmaloi. It means it's mashlim. They can make the rest of the mikvah kosher. But if you have a whole mikvah just made out of this mud, it's possible. To see such a case. It could be mashlim. It could help you finish off the shear. By sukkah also this space finishes off. You have a kosher, a sukkah here, 7x7. But I call upon it itself as possible. You can't sleep underneath it. And that's the locker like that. You have an air pocket going all along the whole sukkah. You can't sleep or eat underneath the air pocket. So that's the Mishnah. We have this before. If you make your sukkah look like a tent, in other words, there's no two things, a wall and a roof. It's only one slanty wall that ends up to be the top of the roof. So you make your sukkah like a tent. Or else you take a wall and you make the wall slanty, that your wall for the sukkah now is going along the wall. Now it's also a type of a tent. You have the wall of the house here, and outside you take one wall and lie it across diagonally to go along the wall. So the same type of a thing. You don't have two things, a wall and a gag and a roof. You only have one thing. You only have walls. Hey, the walls and the roof are together. Is halacha Rebbe Lezer poisa. Rebbe Lezer says, no, it's a posel of sukkah. If neishein lo gag, you don't have a gag. The taisha of schach means it has to be a roof. A roof means you have a roof and walls. But here that the walls itself becomes the roof, it's no good. Chacham don't like this svar. No. I don't care. The ma'aser, the walls and the roof could be one thing. The ma'aser, if you have it coming up more than 10 tefachim, and 10 tefachim up, there's still a shear of zayin by zayin tefachim. You have a shear of a heksher sukkah. I don't care the fact the walls go straight up and meet like a tent. So what? You don't have to have two things, a roof and the wall. The wall itself could be the roof. As long as you have a size inside of 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, so it has to be at least high 10 tefachim. Rashi says, "Kemin srif, koch shall tzayd in sharvim boy as a oifis to hide there to capture the birds there." Or shesamch lekaisi here. The fishein lagagma says, "Shenikya mal gagu mal kaisi." We can't tell the difference between the roof and the wall. The oil meshupa lav oilu. The old roof that slanty is not called an oil. Elim ken yesh boy tefach zokev k'tani bebraisa. Unless you have at least a tefach there also going straight up. But if the wall, all you have is just a slanty wall, that's not called the gag, it's not called the kosher schach. The loch, we hope like Reb Lezer, will be possible. Maratona. Moide Reb Lezer, shemegbiya menakaka tefach. That if you picked up the bottom of your tent, first it goes through, you have a mechitza there going straight up a tefach. And then on top of that tefach, then you put the slanty walls, then it's a kosher sukkah. Because we consider the bottom tefach for a mechitza. And then the top slanty wall, that is a gag. Like we had before already, a gag has a shem gag, a roof is called a roof, if it's roofing on over a tefach. As long as the tefach there, it's called a roof. Slamaisa, for a sukkah itself, true, he has to be able to live there, there has to be space inside it, yutzfachim tall. Here, avada, in this tent, it is yutzfachim tall. So therefore, it's livable inside, it's called a kosher sukkah. But Lamaisa, to give it a shem schach, you have to have a roof and walls. For this, we say, as long as you have a wall, it's going straight up one tefach, that makes whatever's on top of it called a roof. So mele it's a kosher sukkah. Tana moedi Reb Lezer, shemegbiya min hakarka tefach, oy shefliga min hakoisel tefach, Or else when you're taking, you have one wall straight up, and then you're making the side wall going slanty, diagonal, across the wall. So we're saying now you have no roof, you just have your walls become the roof. But let's say the slanty, wall doesn't mamish touch the wall itself. It stays a tefach away. And this top tefach here now, you have a straight out tefach. So you have one tefach flat. That's called a roof. And now you have the rest of the wall coming up slanty. So you have two things. You have a wall on the chitza, and on top of that, the wall doesn't reach, the slanty wall doesn't reach the straight wall, but it stops far away, a tefach away. So that top tefach away, you have a mechitza, you have a gag, a roof. So that's called again, you have a gag, you have a mechitza, you have a roof, and you have a wall. That's a kosher sukkah. Yeah, my tamay, what's the reason? No, for the more, my tamay the rabbonim, why do the rabbonim argue in Rabbi Lezer, why do they say it's kosher? Because they hold that shipua ayalim kreelim domi. The sheep of something is slanty, a slanty wall could also be called like a tent. There's no halacha you have to have two things separately, a wall and a roof. A slanty wall, two slanty walls that come to look like a tent, is also called an oil. Even though you didn't pick it up, you don't have any special roof on it, so what? A slanty wall itself also has a locha like an oil, like a roof. The Kogani Bekilas Chasana Besukkah. Habaya found Rabbi Yosef that he was sitting inside the sukkah. Now he had a body, he had a kosher sukkah. It's a regular, normal sukkah. Just inside the sukkah he had a bed, and on top of the bed he had a canopy like Bekilas Chasanim. And he was sleeping underneath his canopy. Now the canopy itself was 10 tefachim tall, high, but it came on top like a point, like a tent. It was only a top. It didn't have a real roof on top. It came to a point on top, looked like a tent on top of it. So that's the way he was sleeping inside the sukkah. So the question is, if a slanty tent is called a noyel, is called a roof-like, then it's possible what he was doing, because he was sleeping in a canopy, not under a sukkah. But if we say a slanty tent is not called a noyel, so it's not called a reshus by itself, the canopy, therefore it's good, he was in the sukkah as kosher. So he found him sleeping in a canopy that even though it was gavoyet, like Rashi says, lefi shein lo gag, it didn't have any roof on top, this canopy. Tefach, it wasn't wired tefach on top. Lechoshev oyom lahasik, therefore he didn't consider it like an oil, therefore he held his lot of sleep under his canopy. It's not called reshus by itself, therefore it was mutter. See, the Rabbi found Rabbi Yosef sleeping in this canopy, is omalei, keman kri ableza. Lechur, you mean to pass like Rabbi Lezer in our Mishnah that holds that a slanty wall is not called like an oil? Therefore, also, the slanty canopy is not called an oil, so therefore, you're not called sleeping in something else than the sukkah, you're rather in the sukkah. So, yes, the Makasha, Shavkis Rabbonin, the Yadis Reb Lezer. True, Reb Lezer now Mishnah's like that, but usually we should pass like a Chachomim. We pass like a Rabbim. So, since the Chachomim say in our Mishnah that a slanty wall is called an oil, it is called a kosher sukkah. So now, if you're inside a kosher sukkah and you're sleeping under a canopy that looks like a tent, it should also be possible, because the tent also has a shem like an oil. So the mice, you're not sleeping in the sukkah, you're sleeping in a tent in the canopy, so it should be possible. Like, why were you standing on your blazer? The Kuri Shapasla at the Rabbonin. Omulay, you answer the back, you should know, Bryce Ipchatoni. I learned the Bryce that learns the opposite from our Mishnah. The Bryce says like this, Reblezer Machsher. Reblezer Tak holds the sukkah is kosher. If you have a sukkah looking like a tent, the wall and the roof together, it's a kosher oil. The Chachom and Poistim. The Chachom, they'll say no. Samil, it's very good. According to this Bryce, who should we pass in line? Let the Chachomim. To say that slanty walls, a slanty tent, is not called an oil. It's a posla sukkah. So therefore, if you have a kosher sukkah, and you're sleeping on in your bed that has a canopy on top, it looks like a tent, it's kosher. Because the top of the canopy has no wall, has no roof to it, it's not called an oil. So yes, the Makakashi, though good, you have a Bryce like you. But the Chur Machlokes between a Bryce and a Mishnah, we go like the Mishnah. So yes, the Kashya, Shavkis Masnisin, the Avtis Kerabka Bryson. How come you leave our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says no. That the Chum say Machshirim. So according to the Chumim, a slanty tent is called an oil. So how come you left our Mishnah and did like the Bryson? Omalei answered back, Shno Masnisin Chidoi. Our Mishnah is a Yochit. Tetanya, we learned someplace that's not like our Mishnah. Hoi says Sukosa Kim in Trif. If somebody makes a sukkah like a tent, in other words, the wall and the roof is the same thing. There's no top tefach, it's a point on top. or shesom chalakaisel, or else you have a wall going straight up, and next to it you put a wall diagonally. That's the way you make your sukkah. So again, you have no roof. You only have a wall. Is Rabbi Nosin, or Rabbi Nosin Oimer, that Rabbi Lezer poisel, v'nei shein lo gag, v'chachom imach shirin, v'chom setakrit, it's kosher. So, come to sois, you see a braisa like our Mishnah, but it's not a stam Mishnah, it's Rabbi Nosin. Rabbi Nosin is explaining the braisa this way. So, Mela, our Mishnah is like is not a stam Mishnah, it's a yochid. So, Mela, I don't learn like a yochid of a Mishnah, I'd rather like a stam braisa. In other words, this braisa explains our Mishnah, who said it? Rabbi Nosin. Rabbi Nosin, the yoch, was the one that explained to us that the Shita saw that Rabbi Lezer holds this possum, and the Chom say machshirin like we have in our Mishnah. So it's not a stam mishnah, it's only a yochid. Mashenken, the brisa is a stam brisa. So in this case, I could rather listen to a brisa than listen to a mishnah that goes according to a yochid. So if the loch attack is that we hold like the brisa, that the chum are the one that says it's poisel. The chum say that a slanty sukkah is poisel. If you have a sukkah looking like a tent and there's no flat surface on top or tefach wide, it's a poisel sukkah. So melehu adin, if you have a kosher sukkah, just you're sleeping underneath your canopy, since the canopy comes straight to a point on top, there's no width of a tefach on top, it's not called an oil. Therefore, it's kosher, you're allowed to sleep in it in the sukkah. Mishnah Vayta. Machzeles kanim, if you have a mat, lemaisa, they sell these things, a bamboo mat. You have a bamboo, they're twirled together, made into a mat. Is gedolah, it's a very big mat, also leshchiva, and mestama, then it's made to lie on, then mekabelas tumah. Then this mat of bamboo sticks is makabotum, it's like a bed, it's a kli. V'yeng mesachim bo, then you're not allowed to throw it on top of your sukkah v'schach. What about the sikuch? If your whole purpose why you made this mat of bamboo sticks was for the purpose of schach, is mesachim bo, then you're allowed to use it for schach. It's not called a kli, it's not v'yeng makabotum, it's not makabotum. It wasn't made l'shchiva, it was only made to use for schach, it's not called a kli, therefore it's kosher. We have a lezer, and a lezer says it depends. He says like this, achas ketana v'achas gedolah. It doesn't make enough meaning if it's a big mat of bamboo sticks or a small mat of bamboo sticks. It depends like this, what did you make it for? Also, l'shchiv, if you made it for the purpose of using it for a bed to lie down on top of, mekabelas tumma. It's called the kli, it's mekabel tumma. Therefore, v'yem esachim bo, you can't use it for schach. What about l'sichuch? Let's say you made these bamboo sticks, this bamboo mat, for the purpose of using it for schach. Then we say mesachim bo, then you could use it for schach. Why? V'yena mekabel tumah. It's not called a kli. It's not mekabel tumah. Rashi says, really, machzelas kind of means kosher. A mat made out of bamboo sticks is very hard. V'yena nochel mishkav. It's not so easy to sleep on it. So it depends what you made it for. If you made it l'shrios l'shchiva, hoyo v'yacht l'kach, you set it aside now for sleeping on top of, or it's a kli. You made it into a bed like a kli. Mekabel tumah. V'yena mesachim bo. You can't use it for schach. Mashenkel esichok v'yena mekabel tumah. The law of kliyu, it's not called the kli. That's really the shalom maisa people use today. They use mats, bamboo shades they have. They sell in the store bamboo shades you throw on top of your sukkah. There's a lot of achrenim amaturit. They say like this svara. It's not made for kli to sleep on. It's only made for a shade. That's not really called a kli by itself. It's like part of the house. It's not a kli. It's not a kabel tumah. So for the maisa, it's kosher for schach. That's what some hold. Right. Zot Gemara. Hagufa kasha. It's a stira in the Mishnah itself. Or Matt, you're telling me now, also l'shchiva, if you made it specially for sleeping on this mat of bamboo sticks, mekabelas tumah. It's called a kli, v'yei mesachim bo. So, Taima, what's the reasoning of the Mishnah? To yos l'shchiva. Because you had in mind now to make it for the purpose of sleeping on top of. So, therefore, it's called a kli. Hos tumah, let's say you made it without anything, without any intentions. You didn't think what you were making it for. Stam, they made a bamboo mat. Then it's smash of the Mishnah, l'sichuch. That stam is considered made l'sichuch, like Rashi says in the Mishnah, because they're very hard. It's not so normal to use it for a bed. So if was stam, it's made l'sichuch, then it's kosher. The other time, but then the Mishnah right away says not like that. It says l'sichuch. If you made the mats 100% l'shem schach for the purpose of using it to cover a roof, then m'sachim, but then you could use it. The enem mekabel tumah. It's not called the klita mekabel tumah. So it's a diyak time. What's the reasoning? The yos l'sichuch, because you made it for the purpose of using for schach. Hostom, if you made it without any intentions, is l'shchiva. Mashu min astam, it's made l'shchiva. So chutz astira is a mat that's made without intentions. Is it made min astam to use for sleeping on, or is it made for the purpose of schach? So when it says all the kash, that is not stira. Kan bigdela kan miktana. One's a big one, one's a small one. In other words, big ones minastam is made lefichich bo. Yeah, big ones are made l'shchiva, yeah, usually. Yeah, big ones are usually made l'shchiva. Rashi says, kan b'gdela kan miktana. V'seifu l'adam l'reishi, v'seifu l'akoma, v'yimktani v'yos l'sich m'sachim, or stama l'shchiva. Hey, stama z'a small one is made l'shchiva, and a big one is made l'tzchach. Therefore, there's no stira. So Mara says, b'shtayim l'rabbon l'kashya, l'rab leza kashya t'nan. Rab leza one, Rab leza says, achas katana v'achas gdol. There's no difference between a big one or a small mat. Also, l'shchiva, we made it for the purpose of sleeping on mikabelas tumma. V'yayin m'sachim bo, you can't use it for tzchach. Time must be in Rav Lezer why to yos l'shiv because you had in mind to make it for the purpose of sleeping on. Hostom, if you didn't have anything in mind, l'sichuch min astam, we said it's made for the purpose of schach. Amos sefer, what did the sefer Rav Lezer say? No, also l'sichuch, if you made it intentions, you had in mind to use it for schach, misachim bo, you are allowed to use it for schach. V'yeinu mekabel astum, it's not called a kli, it's not mekabel tumma. So you have the dik now, time the yos l'sichuch. Why do we say it's kosher? Because you had intentions in mind to make it for the purpose of schach, for covering. Hostom, if you didn't have this in mind, you made it stam, you general, you didn't have anything special in mind. L'shchiva, we say then you had a mind, then min astam it's time for shchiva. So it's a stira in Rav Lezer. Because Rav Lezer is talking about both, whether it's bigger, whether it's small mat, don't make a difference. So the stira in Rav Lezer, what is the stam mat? If you don't have anything in mind, what is the raiment for? Is it raiment for sleeping? Or is it raiment for schach? It's a stira. So Marin says, Elo Amar Rava, Rava said like this. Big Daila, when you have Takra, big mat, Kuliyamalai Pligi, everybody holds this Tom L'Sichach. A big mat is too hard, it's Minastam made L'Sichach to cover with. Ki Pligi, where's the Machlaikas Piktana? When you have a small mat, what is it made for? Tanakama Sovar, Stam Kitana L'Shiva. He holds a small mat, Minastam it's made for sleeping on. For Yablezah Sovar, no, Stam Kitana Nam L'Sichach. A small mat is also minastam made l'sichach, like Rashi says, because it's too hard. It's too hard to sleep on a mat made from bamboo sticks. So minastam is always made from nasla l'sichach. Only if you made it for the purpose, intentions of sleeping on, then it's all right. Then it's possible. V'chikom, this is what it means to say. Ma'ach telas hakanim, gedolah, if you have big bamboo mats,